Advanced Players Released Angst was came out in December. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this album?
Yeah, the concept is already given away with the album name, of course. It's about angst and all the fears you have in the modern world and everything. So we took the concept of the fears one has within into a urban context. So we wanted to put that into a modern context. The fears you have in the new millennium, maybe in the fears you have in a big city. It was about the fear of isolation, about the fear of maybe loneliness and despair and everything. And each song on angst deals with a different aspect of fear. There is the fear of succumbing to madness, maybe. There is fear of loneliness in the big city. I think this is a very important aspect, because we all live in big cities with about a few million of population, and there are so many people in the city, you are becoming more and more lonely amongst all these people, because you can't connect to them, and that's the main aspect of the album, I think, which is covered by the song Moloch with the lyrics.
And the overall music behind itself, the band, drastically changed between the last album in 2007. Can you tell us a bit more about why you guys decided to take this drastic approach and changing things up?
I've been asked that many times, and I can always answer it's not that a big jump for us. I think the main difference between the two albums lies within the sound, and I think if you had the sound of Shaman on Angst, they might not sound that different. In fact, we just played live in our hometown Hamburg, and we got there were a few reviews about that concert, and the people who attended and were watching this, they said that all the old songs, they somehow fitted into the whole approach. All these people said that actually the old songs they fitted quite well between the new songs. We played 1.5 hour, and we played the whole album Angst, and I think 6 or 7 of the old songs, and they all said it was like something whole. It fitted together, and I would say to anyone who says this is a really big jump, I would say try to concentrate on the melodies. I think you find the typical melodies. You find them throughout the old albums as well. For me, it was it's always a bit hard if you're not involved in the whole composing process and how the songs grow and everything. But to me, it was a natural process. It was not like, okay, let's make a break. Let's finish the old style here and do something completely new. The songs grew, and they grew away from our old style, maybe. And okay, the listener, 3 years later, the listener gets a completely new band. Maybe I can sympathize with that thought. But to me, it's something else. To me, it grew. We grew from where we were back in 2007 to the point we are now in 2011. Yeah, I don't know what to say. To me, it's a process. It's been a process, and it's a logical one. It feels right.
And in terms of, yeah, the live appearance, what made you guys change it to go with the album, and why do you guys come out dressed in white and all those different elements that they're fairly not common for the black metal bands itself?
Before I answer that, there were many people who accused us of transforming black metal in something it shouldn't be. And I always wondered why these people say that, because I would say we don't play black metal anymore. I don't need to tell people we do we play black metal anymore. For me, it's just extreme music, and black metal is something for me which is very important, and which I wouldn't say that we play black metal as it should be, because to me that's something else. We might have played that sometime before, several years ago, but I think we don't do that anymore. So I don't feel like a traitor to black metal or something like that. I just say we don't play it anymore, and we leave it be. So we try to play with Angst. We try to play modern extreme metal, and we had the Slayouter. He's called he's just called Y. And he came up with a whole bunch of ideas, and he was in fact completely responsible for the whole layout and for all the pictures and everything. And all this graphic concepts grew only after we had already recorded the whole album. He got the album, he didn't knew it before, and then he tried to think what would fit the music best. And he came up with that urban collage thing you find in the booklet, and the whole promo picture and everything. And he came also up with the idea of painting everyone just white. We knew we wanted to get rid of the corpse paint, because we didn't feel like playing black metal anymore. We thought we don't play black metal, so we don't have maybe not we don't have the right to use corpse paint anymore. But it was just a feeling it didn't fit the music anymore. So we wanted to try something new, and it was his idea to try with white. And the idea behind that was that we would act as a canvas. Like a canvas for all the projections of fear and every aspect we deal with in the lyrics. And actually we are planning to implement that into the live performance. As soon as we have the means, we are trying to implement beamers. So we will project the patterns you find in the booklet, the patterns which were constructed from city maps and everything. We try to we will do that in our live performance. So actually we will project pictures and everything on us. So it was with that idea in mind too that we thought okay, let's try it all in white. And to the best of my knowledge, I don't know a band who does that too. So it was something new, not for us, maybe for the metal listeners as well.
And how uncomfortable does it seem? Because it kind of looks uncomfortable from the live videos we've seen.
Yeah, it is. It's damn uncomfortable. We need to shower. Yeah, we need to shower everything, and it's the hardest thing is if we play maybe several concerts in a row, day after day, you don't get that damn white paint. You don't get it out of your hair and everything, and it's But it looks great, so we're dealing with it somehow.
In terms of all this, with all those changes, comes a lot of different backlash from either fans and press. What have been the impressions so far from having the album out for a couple of months now?
I think the press is complete. The press is, I don't know if I should say overwhelmed, but the reviews were overwhelming we got from the press. But there were reviews already online and in magazines before the album actually came out. And for me personally, the biggest fear was how the listeners would react to the album. I already knew from several, let's call it private listening session, that some of the old fans were disappointed with it. And I think there are, of course, when the album came out, there were many old fans who might have been disappointed but then this is the point I have to say that way, I don't really care about, because when people tell me the album doesn't sound like the first album and that's why I'm disappointed, then frankly I don't give a fuck. We have evolved. We have changed the style, of course, over the years, and there were people who were expecting that we do the same thing over and over again, and that's just not how we roll. So there were a few people who felt that way. So okay, I say listen to the old albums, then ignore the new album. But I think there are many people, new fans who came, who actually never gave a thought about us, or just knew, okay, we were that black metal band somehow, maybe heard the name somewhere before. But with a new album, I feel like we are, I don't know how I should put it, it's a different kind of respect somehow. We get respect from people who thought maybe who don't listen to black metal, or who think black metal is just something to make fun about. So that's great. There are many people starting to understand that black metal, or let's say music with black metal elements, is not something for 14-year-old kids playing guitar in the living room. So that's, I think it's there are some good responses.
Personally, what do you listen to or prompted you to want to, you know, do this whole conceptual album that transgresses to the live setting and everything versus just keep doing the same?
Okay, I see. I think there was nothing which prompted us at some point. It's, as I said before, it was more like a process. And the thing is, of course, our listening habits, of course, they reflect in some way on our music. I think you can't listen to music and be completely void of influences. You can't have that. You have always some influences which have some impact on you. And I think one thing is when our old singer left, because he was the one who said he only wanted to do orthodox black metal, and he didn't want to have new elements. But even back in 2007, he was the only one who thought that way, and that's part of the reason why he left. But the thing is, he listened to the new album and he likes it very much. He just said he wouldn't have sung it that way. He didn't like to be a part of making the music. but he likes listening to it, so that's part of the reason why he left then. And when he left the band, we were really free to explore everything we ever wanted, and that's part of the growing process of Angst. And maybe another point is that although I said I respect black metal and everything, it happens really seldom these days that something which is black metal can really surprise me. That's what I'm looking for in music. I want to be surprised. I don't want to get the same album again and again. And I think there are a few bands in the black metal scene who managed to change and still stay true to black metal. I think a good example would be Mayhem. Every Mayhem album sounds different, and it's not that they... it's like Mayhem became more technical and more technical. The sound became better and more sterile and everything. And then they release Auto at Chaos, and it's just a huge pile of black thickness. It's like going back to the early 90s days, but still, the music, the compositions are new. It's like I think they try to experiment with strange melodies and disharmonies and everything, and this album surprised me quite a bit. But I think it's harder and harder these days to get an album which does that to you somehow. The more you listen to music, the more you know already, and the harder it becomes for you to get surprised. And I think we all try to get new impulses maybe from outside the metal scene. And that might have had an influence, of course, in the conception of the new album. So it's hard for me to talk about it because this all happens subconscious. I can't say, okay, I listened to that album and I wanted to copy that. It's just that's not the way it was. It's like I listen to music, and it happens on a subconscious level somehow. What we listen to and finds its way into our music.
And in terms of setting the bar too high with this album, since it's great, what do you think are the expectations from you guys for yourselves in the future?
Oh, I try not to think about that. I don't know. I think we managed to do something new and different with each album, and I'm looking forward to the future. I don't know what the next album will be about. We don't have a conceptual idea yet. We're jamming some riffs in the rehearsal room. And they feel great, but they feel different somehow. Again, it's more like hard to say. When we rehearsed for Angst, I thought the album before we entered the studio, I thought the album would turn out different. I think with Angst it was like this. When we entered the studio, we had an idea of how it will become, but there was another important input, and that was Eike Frese, our producer, and he brought his ideas and his sound into that album. And so it's really hard for me now to say something about the next album. I just that we don't try to get influenced by any expectations from listeners or the press or whatever, because if we did that, I think that would mean to make compromises, and that would maybe put our minds away from the music. And I think if we start the next album, we try to focus just on the music and not on expectations and everything. We just try to go, I'm always imagining us floating on some river and see where the river takes us.
And in terms of touring, you guys have a couple of dates set up in Germany, a couple of festivals. Are there anything in the works that it's kind of obscure as of now, or what do you guys want to do with the for the promotion of this album?
The promotion is nearly through, I think, but we have some dates in Germany. We did a show in Belgium too last year for the release, and I think with that album it's getting more easy for us to get recognized international. So maybe, I don't know, maybe there are gigs abroad. That would be great. At the moment we are in negotiations with booking agencies, and it's quite a big one, I think. So maybe the possibility of touring becomes a reality someday. I think we're trying to do a tour this year, but it's far too early to say something. So I'm just hoping it will happen.
Oh, that where do you want to reach with the band? I mean, or what are your expectations?
I thought you said read or something. Okay. I think if you don't set yourself a goal too high, you can't be disappointed. We see where it gets us. So we see with angst, many things are possible which weren't possible maybe 2 years ago, and that's great. That's a great thing. We've been confirmed, for example, for the Metal Fest this year. Where we play with Amon Amarth and Cradle of Filth, and I think that's great, and this is more than what I expected when we started the band. So at the moment everything runs smoothly and great, so our next goal is of course to top that album with the next album, to do some festivals, to do gigs outside of Germany. We see where it leads us to.
And just to kind of closing up, are there any things you want to say to the people in North America that mainly check out our website and you could be listening to this interview?
If you're interested in the music, of course check our website out. Check our latest album Angst, and I don't know how well known in America that is, but I'm actually drumming in an American project too, and this is called Enmerka. Maybe you've heard of that.
Oh, we heard of it, but not quite. Check them out.
Okay, so that's why I'm drumming. Maybe that's somehow known in North America, and What else is there to say? I'm hoping we can play someday in North America, or maybe South America too if we're there. That would be great to see your country and everything. I've never been to North America, and I would really like to visit there. It seems like an interesting thing to do. So if enough people listen to us, maybe someday we'll come to North America, play there, and yeah.